Come on, where's this stuff hidden?
Criculus kept his voice reasonable, eyeing the hatches.
We have nothing but the robes we are wearing. Nothing.
Well, let's see how you're up around with only one footpaw.
The stoat flung his hatches. Criculus pulled his footpaw aside just in time. The hatchet buried itself in the ground, a hair's breadth from the old shrew's paw. A rough growl came from the spear carrier as he hefted his weapon.
I'm sick of playing around. I'll slay one of them. The other will talk soon enough then.
Looking directly at Malbin, he leaned back for a throw. Skipper came hurtling out of the bushes and grabbed the spear butt, pulling the stoat flat on his back as Logalog and the others dashed in, surrounding the three vermin. Logalog snatched the sword from Wiki and cut the captives loose. Skipper snapped the spear as though it were a twig. Roughly, he hauled the flawed stoat upright and shoved him toward the other two. Huddling miserably together, the three vermin stood dull-eyed, expecting no mercy. Logalog turned to Malbin and Criculus, inspecting them.
Are you all right, friends? Did these three harm you?
Malbin held the herbal compress close against her cheek.
We're all right, thank you. They were just about to start on us when you arrived. Please don't slay them. They're only three thick-headed, ignorant vermin.
Logalog looked inquiringly to Skipper, who shrugged.
Mossflower would be better off without such evil scum. But if that's your wish, ma'am, then so be it. Ahoy there, vermin! You've got this good mouse to thank for sparing your worthless lives. Speak up now. Thank her.
Hope gleamed in the stoat's eyes as they cried out together.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you kindly.
Skipper picked up the stoat's hatchet and hefted it.
Tie their footpaws together, Chalk.
The burly young otter maid took the severed rope and lashed the stoat's footpaws together as though they were competing in a three-legged race. The middle one's footpaws bound to the left and right of his companions. Skipper spoke.
I'm going to count to ten. I wouldn't be here after the count if I was you. Take warning, vermin. Next time you're seen in Mossflower Country, you're dead beasts, all of you. One, two.
Hobbling and stumbling, they fled off into the woodlands. There was no need for Skipper to count further. Logalog gave a snort of derision, shaking his head at Malbin.
You're too soft-hearted, ma'am. They live to slay other poor honest beasts. Oh, well, come on, you two. Let's get you back to the abbey. I suppose you're hungry, eh?
Criculus rubbed his stomach.
Hungry's not the word, friend. Try famished. What happened to the owl? I didn't see him arrive with you.
That's because you didn't take the trouble to look up here.
Orvis was perched in a tree directly opposite. He swooped down to the ground and clacked his awesome beak at them.
I'm not exactly famished, but I could manage lunch, or if we're too late, a spot of afternoon tea would be nice.
The party moved off with Criculus striking up a friendship with the talkative Tawny Owl.
Toasted tea cakes with a smear of honey on them. No, that's my choice, with a good beaker of dandelion and burdock cordial. Be my guest, sir. We'll take it in my gatehouse. Would you like to join us, Malbin? Maybe we'll have some of that soft white cheese with the celery bits in, and a mushroom pasty or two, with lots of honey and gravy, of course.
Squinching her eyes, the healer recorder shook her head gingerly.
No, thanks. A bit of quiet and a lie down will do me.